Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coco Express Show for Saturday, September 24th, 2011. It's me, I'm your host, Aurelia Lyles. Today's show topic is going to be a series of segments on the importance of being a well-informed consumer. The show is called Harmful Beauty. I decided to do this series because I am sometimes called paranoid about the things in my environment, and I think I want to share with you why I am the way that I am. Every year, like most people, I have my annual physical, and I have to say I've been blessed with having a clean bill of health with a few minor irritations. It's those irritations that concern me the most. You see, I have this cream that I put on my face every day, and it's said to be a sun protectant and help with wrinkles. Now, I can use all the help I can get. The name is always in the group of products, on the good group of products, in a good group product list. However, every time I use this, my eyes burn like crazy. I didn't want to put it on. I don't put it on my eyes, but I do put it on my face. I decided to see what the ingredients were that were listed on the package, and I wanted to do a little investigation to see what could it be that's causing me this irritation. As you already may know, when you look at the labels on these products, three things happen. One, you need a magnifying glass to read the stuff on the labels because it's so tiny. Then two, you can't pronounce half the stuff on the label. And three, once you can figure out how to pronounce, you don't know what the heck it is. So I invested in a dictionary called the Consumer's Dictionary of Cosmetic Ingredients by Ruth Winter because, one, I am not a doctor, and some of this stuff just completely goes over my head. And two, I'm not a chemist either. So then I began my education. What I found was that there are some products on the market that are extremely harmful to your body, your whole body. After doing some research, I came across this website, the David Suzuki Foundation's website. And it has some really interesting information, and it has a newsletter called What's Inside That Counts, the Backgrounder. Here, he lists the Dirty Dozens. I will give you a few so you have an idea where I'm going with this series of segments. So, you know, tune back in so you can hear more information that can be helpful to you. And each week I will add more to the list as I tell you what I found on my own shelf in my own home. So here is some of the things that I found on the Dirty Dozen list. Now, BHA and BHT. One of the lotions that I have in my house, I have to say, I thought I was getting a good deal because it was on sale. So I'm like, oh, this is good. And it smelled good too, and it felt good on my skin. However, when I looked up the ingredients, I was like, oh, okay, because BHT was one of the ingredients. BHA is, I'm going to mess up the pronunciation, but please bear with me. I will spell it for you. It's butylated hydroxyanisole and butylated hydroxytoluene. It's closely related synthetic antioxidants used as preservatives in lipsticks and moisturizers, among other cosmetics. They are also used widely as food preservatives. The health and environmental hazard, BHA and BHT, can induce allergic reactions. The International Agency of Research on Cancer classified BHA as a possible human carcinogen. The European Commission on Endocrine Disruption has also listed BHA as a Category 1 priority substance based on evidence that it interferes with the hormone function. Long-term exposure to high doses of BHT is toxic in mice and rats, causing liver cancer, thyroid and kidney problems, and affecting lung functions and blood coagulation. BHT can act as a tumor promoter in certain situations. Limited evidence suggests that high doses of BHT can mimic estrogen, the primary female sex hormone, and prevent expression of male sex hormones, resulting in an adverse reproductive effects. Now, this kind of information I think is very important because we walk around not always knowing why we're in certain conditions and stuff like that. And this kind of like threw me for a serious loop. But let's go find another one and see what they have to say about that. Now, it's coal tar dyes. It's p-phenylenediamine and colors listed as CI. It's capital C, capital I, followed by a five-digit number. Okay. The coal tar derived colors are used extensively in cosmetics, generally identified by a five-digit color index, CI number. The U.S. color name may also be listed as, for example, FD&C Blue Number 1 or Blue 1. P. phenylenediamine is a particular coal tar dye used in many hair dyes. Darker hair dyes tend to contain more of this than lighter colors. What is the health and environmental hazard? Coal tar is a mixture of many chemicals derived from petroleum. Coal tar is recognized as a human carcinogen and the main concern with individual coal tar colors, whether produced from coal tar or synthetically. Their potential to cause cancer as well. These colors can be contaminated with low levels of heavy metals and some are combined with aluminum substrate. Aluminum compounds and many heavy metals are toxic to the brain. Some colors are not approved as food additives, yet they are used in cosmetics that may be ingested, like lipstick. In the U.S., color naming systems, FD&C indicates colors approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for use in foods, drugs, and cosmetics. D&C colors are not approved for use in food. Now, I'm not sure about you, but I find this kind of information kind of important yet useful. And I also want to just get to another point. Like, you're only using them in small amounts. But over a long period of time, those small amounts can really start to create a problem that you may not be aware of. I'm not trying to freak anybody out or anything like that. It's just that, from my perspective, I think this is something important that you should know. Now, I'm going to try to find one more, and I'm just trying to give you an idea of what this particular segment that I'm going to be doing is going to be about. Let's see if I can find something that I can easily pronounce so that it won't be me stammering and stuttering. Okay, paraben. You've seen paraben. Parabens are most widely used in preservatives and cosmetics. An estimated 75 to 90% of cosmetics contain paraben. That's P-A-R-A-B-E-N. Typically at very low levels. The health and environmental hazards. Parabens easily penetrate the skin and are suspected to interfere with the hormone function and endocrine disruption. Parabens can mimic estrogen, the primary female sex hormone. In one study, parabens were detected in human breast cancer tissues, raising questions about possible association between parabens and cosmetics and cancer. Parabens may also interfere with male productive functions. In addition, studies indicate that methylparaben applied to the skin reacts with UVB, leading to increased skin aging and DNA damage. Parabens occur naturally at low levels in certain foods such as barley, strawberries, currants, vanilla, carrots, and onions. Although a synthetic preparation derived from petrochemicals is used in cosmetics, parabens and foods are metabolized when eaten, making them less strongly estrogenic. In contrast, when applied to the skin and absorbed into the body, parabens and cosmetics bypass the metabolic process and into the bloodstream and body organs intact. It has been estimated that women are exposed to 50 milligrams per day of parabens from cosmetics. Most research is needed. No, I'm sorry, not most, but more research is needed concerning the resulting levels of parabens in people. Studies conducted in the U.S. Center of Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, did find four different parabens in human urine samples, indicating exposure despite the very low levels in products. See, this is the thing that I'm talking about, okay? All of this stemmed from me going to the doctor and also going to get my car serviced, and I saw that there was a product in there that looked like a product in the oil. I think it's the oil that you put in the power steering fluid. Yes, power steering fluid. And I noticed something on there looked familiar to something that I had used on my skin, and that made me start this whole process. In the coming weeks, I'm going to hit you back, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you another name and its causes and potential. I'm going to explore it in much more detail. But I just wanted to let you know that we really need to be mindful of what we're doing to ourselves, because if we are well-informed consumers, we are better able to make choices for our lives that benefit us. We are not allowing other people to make these choices for our lives and controlling our lives in directions that we don't want them to go in, because we do not want to become ill and not know why. And also, if you're taking some kind of medication for an illness or a situation, or it may even have an underlying situation, not knowing that the chemicals in your products that you're using in your skin may interact with that, prevent it from being absorbed properly, or may even cause a situation to pop up out of the clear blue sky, is something you need to know. So this is going to be what I'm going to be doing in addition to my other show. So look out for Harmful Beauty to come out. And when it does, I'll be giving you more information. I just wanted to just hit you up with that little bit of stuff that I'm working on. I'm still doing more research. So please be prepared to be more informed as to what's in your cabinets and on your shelves. And if you would like to share some name labels, some things you found on your labels with me, you can contact me on my email. It's www.thecocoaexpress.com. And in the contact me page, just put the name of the ingredient and I will look it up for you, and I'll tell you exactly what it is and what it does. You also have the ability to do it. However, if you want to share with me, you can. You can also call in on the show as well. So I'll be sending out messages when I'm going to be doing my Harmful Beauty segment again. So that's my show for today. And I just wanted to tell you, keep it real and join me on Thursday when I will have Dr. Elisa English on, and we will talk about social media and dating. So that's it. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.